This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. We need to talk about fakers. Is this fakers, imposters, fakers?
Fakers. Maybe.
Why
both?
Not both?
Porque no los dos.
Yeah.
Not either.
This person who's pulled off the fake of the century with the Home Depot thing.
Yeah.
How in the world?
I don't understand it.
Like, she gets receipts or something, or does she go steal the stuff?
I think she had a fake driver's license, so I think she would just go and grab something off the rack and then bring it to the returns and go, "Hey, I want to return this."
Grab a DeWalt drill,
yeah,
and you walk in and go, "Yeah, I need to return this." They will not give you your money back if you don't have the receipt, but they will give you store credit.
Or if you have to show an ID too,
because
they're like,
but she's got a fake ID. So then she just keeps doing that. I mean, she's not walking in and grabbing 12 2x4s like, but like she's grabbing things that are expensive, and gets to the point where she's got $250,000 worth of.
She did it more than 1,700 times,
and 17? In different states.
I've never even been outside my house 1,700 times. I don't think
to have the huevos to walk to a department, grab something, and instead of going to a register, go straight to the return counter. Nobody's watching for that?
I don't know.
But
so she's faking like she purchased something.
Does she just have store credit there?
Yeah, so then she would use the money to buy
real
merchandise
things.
And then resold it online as well.
So then she goes and buys the DeWalt drill or whatever, something
using
she can
store credit.
Wow.
And
yeah.
Then...
Okay, thank you. This all makes sense.
I mean, but having $200,000 in Home Depot credit... By like they sell crazy stuff,
right? Yeah.
Solar panels, like,
and then you could like Facebook Marketplace, you know, one of those sheds they have.
Exactly,
it's a pretty good idea, guys.
It's illegal,
right? I just You're right. 1,700 times. If you went once a day, that would take you 5 years.
But she's probably doing several times. Like,
I get
she's
that.
Six, but, six Home Depots close to where we are right
I
now.
I know.
So you're just like,
at that point, just get a job. It's taking all day.
Right.
Like you're 300 you're doing math and all that.
2 minutes. But what I don't understand is Home Depot's little thing doesn't go.
Hasn't been purchased.
T-Hack
yeah.
has right. a lot of credit.
Right.
Like, yeah, why do you have so much credit, bro?
I don't know. Unless you had multiple fake IDs. That's why it feels like it gets too confusing at a certain yeah. point. For me, at least.
So my faker, the only time I can really think, like, I've said this before, but like, I'm in Vegas. We went to not even a nice restaurant, the Grand Lux Cafe. It's okay. basically, what's the thing out here where they have everything on the menu? Cheesecake Factory.
Oh.
Yeah, it's one of those. They're like, yeah, it's about an hour wait. I didn't go up. Somebody else went up. So then I went up and said, hey, I'm Chad Daughtry, Chris Daughtry's brother.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, right this way, sir.
By the way, I just looked it up. It exactly looks like a cheesecake.
It's such a Cheesecake Factory. The Grand Lux, it's got to be made by the same people. It's wild. Mm. And we just needed food.
And you felt that you needed the Grand Lux Cafe so badly.
Every place we were going, so then we dumbed it down to like, we're all kind of hammered. Let's just eat Grand Lux. And they're like, yeah, it's an hour. And we're like, So I went up as Chad Daughtry, Chris's older brother. And I shaved head and the whole thing. I'm like, yeah, my brother Chris might be coming and joining us. They're like, right this way.
That is so embarrassing.
Why is that embarrassing?
It's kind of embarrassing because, like, I don't know, was Chris Daughtry big at the time?
He was the first bald person we could think of when we were hammered trying to get a table at the Grand Lux Cafe.
And they just assumed both brothers were bald?
Hello, look. I'm Mr. Clean's brother. What's the wait time?
I'm Jim Clean. You mean my brother Tony? I don't know. It doesn't hold up to logic.
At the time, too, you had a little more, like,
yeah,
dazzling going
here.
On at your.
Can I just say this?
He was not beef.
Can I just say this? It worked.
That
we got food.
Also embarrassing for the Grand Lux Cafe. They're like, oh, thank God, Chris Daughtry might come by.
I'm coming home.
All right.
Wow, such a good song. Such a good time on
American Idol. I'm Chad Daughtry. For my friends at the Slacker Show. When I'm in Denver, I just listen to the Slacker Show.
What are you talking about?
I'm doing one of the liners from the famous people.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, hey, it's Taylor Swift.
Right. Hey, it's Chris Daughtry's brother.
It's Chris Daughtry's brother. Chad, I love me some Slacker Show.
Okay.
That lady on there is real good. All right, if you've been a faker, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
My parents, on their first date ever, they went to like a party. So they went to the party. They paid the guy at the front door. They got in and had a good time. Only later to find out it was free admission.
Oh.
That guy didn't even know who lived there. He was just standing outside.
That's hilarious.
Taking money.
That's insane. And also, it was a house party?
I don't know. It's unclear. They're a little vague. It was like a dorm or a house, but there was like wherever they went, there was a guy standing out front like, yeah, $5. And so he paid for both of them as a gentleman would.
Oh my gosh. Genius.
It was starting like waiting to get in.
Such a good faker story.
Yeah.
Because you could just get like a valet shirt and stand out in front of nice establishments.
I've heard or seen people carrying a ladder and like wearing one of those bright orange vests and like
just bum rushing walking into
the
Bronco
game.
Sneaking
into like a ball arena, sneaking into,
because you're walking by a hard hat on with the thing and they're
with a vest and a ladder.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you got a
ladder. And they're like, yeah, we're here to fix the. Like,
and then you just set the ladder aside.
Yeah, you set it all down.
Honestly, ladders are the same cost as a ticket.
No, they're not. No, probably not.
Not for Chad Daughtry. What price can you do on this ladder?
Oh, my God. It's probably one of the things the Home Depot lady returned.
My other favorite one. Sorry.
Ooh, okay.
There was somebody who worked here, who got a job here, and on their resume said they were an assistant to George Lucas. They assisted in Industrial Light and Magic as, like, George Lucas himself, the man, one of the most prolific directors.
Star Wars,
Indiana Jones, tons
sure,
of things.
Sure, that's crazy.
Right. Well, unfortunately, the GM, who also worked here, at a silent auction, won dinner at Skywalker Ranch with Mr. George Lucas.
Shut up.
So, sitting down at dinner, he decides his icebreaker is, hey, Chad works for me, Chad Daughtry. Obviously, you know him. He worked with you side by side for years and years. And George Lucas is like, never heard of him.
Do we think it's George Lucas not knowing his assistants or the assistants
when
lying?
Said GM came back, he was like, so guess where I was this weekend? And the guy's like,
oh,
and
no.
Just ran through a wall and was never seen
yeah,
again.
Yeah, right. And there was like a cutout of his body.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. Cartoon yeah. Exit. Like, right. Bye. Like, who's going to call you out on the
no
odds of him
contact.
Ever meeting George
yeah.
Lucas?
Right.
Yeah. Like, still kind of a smart play. The odds were
it's a good
in
fate.
His favor. And
yeah.
I guess.
Nobody's going to go Google, does Daughtry have a brother named Chad? Yeah. There's like, you look at him like.
I may have. I would have gone, why are they both bald?
Because we're brothers. Okay. If you've been a faker, we'd love to hear how far you went faking it. Not like that. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about fakers, and we skipped one of a couple of them that are in the news.
Oh my gosh.
The dentist one?
Like, what did she think was going to happen?
This happens a lot because I...
What do you mean?
Like somebody will set up a little clinic in their garage.
Yeah, a dental clinic?
Yeah. You know, because you found, like, you're driving around, you see a dentist chair, and you're like, maybe I could just do that. And then you just, you grab it, you happen to have a Tacoma, and you just get it, and you take it to your house, and you just start a dental practice. And for the most part, you're not going to get caught because you're just cleaning teeth. But it's when you start doing extractions and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah. That one tends to... How did she get busted?
So she literally stopped mid-procedure and was like... Yeah. I think guilt kicked in and she was like, I cannot continue.
Well, I don't know how to do this.
She took a $300 down payment for a root canal. Went ahead and like did the anesthetic and everything and then stopped. Started drilling.
She had drilling,
and then was like, oh, you're going to have to return later. And then told him after that, like, never mind, you should find a different dentist.
Because I'm not actually one.
And like, what if that wasn't actually a root canal that he needed? And she was just like,
la-di-da.
Yeah.
But how would you do it?
Also, he paid her $1,000. Are root canals?
Root canals are very expensive.
I guess if you don't have insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, and then they're even expensive if you do, I think.
Oh, okay. I haven't had one in a long time, but I have had some.
You have? Wow. No, it's horrifying.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
But so what did she do, go on YouTube and like watch a video about it?
I don't know.
Maybe she was training and she's like, oh, I can do this.
Aaron, did you want to admit something?
Yeah. So it's not me, for the record. I know you guys assumed.
Uh-huh.
My dad pretended to be a twin and that's how he met my mom.
Okay, that's what? A very cute one.
He was a sheriff and my mom worked at 7-Eleven. He walked in, was like, hey, have you seen my twin? Like, he's a cop too, so he's got the uniform on and everything. And, you know, like, if you see him, just let me know. Gave her his number, went outside, came back in. Hey, I heard my twin was looking for me. Yeah, and then they
she
went on a date.
She didn't believe that he was a twin, right?
She did at first, and then was like, wait a second.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And then
gosh.
He was like, well, can one of us have your number?
Yeah. Well, he had given his number to her.
She said...
That's the weirdest pickup thing in the world.
I know. What was he going for?
It worked, though.
It worked.
Yeah. I like the idea of a movie after that. Twin Cops.
Okay. Jeff...
Yes.
Faker, what'd you do?
Took my old brother's birth certificate back in the day and went and got a fake driver's license with my picture on it.
So you okay.
Your picture, but his name?
Literal fraud.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love it. Did it work?
And then ended up taking it to a bar and he was actually there. And they're like... Oh.
Hey, aren't you both?
This is Jeff right over here.
Oh, oopsie.
Okay, yeah.
We didn't communicate that prior to that because he didn't know that I had his birth certificate. I just
Yeah, no.
You don't say.
That happened to me one time. I was at a Daughtry concert.
Oh, my God.
There he was. I'm like, oh, this is awkward. Candy?
Yay.
Yay.
You are disguised as well as probably changing your name. What, what'd you fake?
Okay, well, so I used to work at a grocery store. I'm not going to tell you the name. And I still have my badge. And sometimes when I go back in to visit said grocery store, I click on that badge. And if they're out of something, you know what? I go back and get it myself. And also for fresh produce, I know where they keep it. So I go back and help myself.
What are you talking about?
And then I just help myself to the fresh produce.
You're paying for it. You don't take it out the back door, right?
No, I pay for it, but I want it fresh. I know where they keep it. I know how things work.
Kind of iconic.
So what are you talking
about?
Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes I help people along the way. When they're like, where is this? I'm like, oh, that's over there. Have a good day.
Okay, that offsets it a little.
It balances.
And what do you do if an old coworker is like, hey!
You know what, Gary? We changed the name of the store 6 months ago.
No, they switched my schedule around, and it's been crazy.
There's one coworker that knows I do it, and I like her, and so she's like, we have fun with it, and then this one I just avoid. I just avoid him when he comes around the corner.
You don't say.
That's just, but produce, you should also have an apron. Like, I feel like you need to really step it up.
Rubby hands and the fresh produce.
There's more to it.
I sanitize my hands before I go in there. Don't you worry.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
You wash your produce when you get home either way.
That's true.
You're supposed to.
This is like the most ethical faker we've had.
Yeah, I know. It's like, but there's just something about, have you ever gone in the back room of a grocery store?
No.
Yeah, I used to work at one.
I know, but when you didn't work there, like the first time I went back to interview at the grocery store, like you push those doors open, you're like, I shouldn't be. Like,
it's off limits.
100%. It's like going into Area 51.
It is a little.
And you're just walking around. I go to town.
It's hard.
All right.
It is hard to keep it pristine, but yeah, they do a good job.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Candy. We have another disguised Candy. Mm. Candy?
Yay.
Faker, what'd you do?
So, back in college, I would tell all of my friends that I had synesthesia. And so, every time we were out and we're listening to music, they would always ask, what color am I seeing?
Shut up!
You'd be like, I don't know, today it's purple.
Because I am I'm skeptical that synesthesia really exists.
Oh, it for sure does.
There's no way.
How could you? You can't prove it, though.
Yeah.
Like I see blue.
I know, but then like Pharrell just sits there and is like, Pharrell sitting in a classroom with somebody and they're like, you see the blues? And you're like, shut up.
So are you he's not calling saying Pharrell a faker?
Kind of, like, or it just makes me mad that I don't have it.
That's fair.
But same. Then, so if this is like as bad as stolen valor, like you're...
Is
this
is
a it's very, not as bad.
It's pretty close.
No. Yeah. I would go
for
ahead
a musician
and roll
that is,
back.
Like I'm like she's funny. Stealing something that
I think it's funny because she's like, what do you see? Oh, I see red, and then everyone's going, oh, whoa. Yeah. So deep.
So you're just at a club pretending to see colors.
Yep. Yep.
What color are you seeing now?
Orange. I always say orange.
Okay. Nice talking to you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Me too.
You guys both can't go down.
We're live. All right, it's time for news or nope.
News.
Sorry. I'm blurring that. I'm deleting it. Nope. It was given.
No, I did not.
It was
just,
in the...
It was the notes.
I know.
I
you're
was doing
trying
the
to hit
no,
the... Yeah.
No. I didn't go to my chest first.
It doesn't...
No.
Okay, no. Okay. You can imagine what just happened in the studio.
It's News or Nope, where we try to get through news stories without being noped.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
A little bit of an update from yesterday's News or Nope story. Oh. Travis Kelce has officially announced he is returning to the NFL for one more season, and he will be with the Chiefs.
How is this going to affect Donna Kelce's home renovation?
Okay, why was TMZ reporting that? TMZ was like, Donna Gale,
what are you talking about?
Renovating her home.
Must have been a slow. I'm so sorry to tangent that's okay. this. They must have had a slow news day because they literally did this story on Donna Kelsey is renovating her home.
Her Florida home, which I didn't even know she had.
No.
I guess now we do, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so the memes from it are just hilarious.
What because I've seen differing reports. Do we know what he's banging out for this year?
Because
I've seen anywhere from 10 to 15 mil.
I actually don't have that in front of me.
Okay.
He just was saying like it was good to take a step back, breathe, think about it. And then he's like, I still love the game. I love going to work, putting the pads on. And he also said that Taylor, like her love for what she does, helped inspire him to keep going.
Here's why I'm floored by it. And I think you touched on this yesterday, but I didn't realize all the ramifications. He started in 2013. His last year was his 13th year.
Right. And now
he's marrying a woman whose favorite thing on planet Earth numerically is...
13.
Why didn't I thought for sure he's like the signs are like you got to stop.
Wow.
Because he's blowing it now. He was 13 to 13.
Right.
But now he's.
It looks like it is a 1 year deal.
1 year deal.
I really suspect this is the end. It looks like it's being reported at 12 million, but a maximum value of 15 million. That might be like if they go to like a Super Bowl or something.
Okay.
By the way, 12 million in 1 year. What are we doing? Should I go train to be a football player right now?
I think it might be too late.
Oh,
I'm just throwing that out there.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Congratulations to our own Fort Collins kid. I don't know how to pronounce his name, so I pre-apologize. Nick Hill, who won the Colorado spelling title.
His name's Nick Hill? And
no,
you were struggling?
Whoa, okay.
The rest of us are like, hey, man, that was pretty easy to pronounce.
And he's going to compete at the Scripps National Bee alongside Boulder winner Derek. So,
Nikhil and Derek are fighting it out to be the Colorado's best.
Yeah. Ooh.
Wait, guys, this means we get to bring back the spelling bee.
Yes, exactly.
It was so bad the last time we did it.
It was. And so good.
Okay.
When is that?
Yeah, when is... When we will set a date.
My guess is May.
I don't have it.
Who you guys putting money on?
Nick Hill. Fort Collins.
N-I-C-K-H-I-L-L. My name's Nick Hill.
N-I-K-H-I-L.
That's what I thought.
Nikhil.
Maybe. He might have been. Is he a returner?
Do you feel like you've mentioned him last year?
I think so. And I know that. I think it was in May. I'm looking it up as we speak because I was
you
not
had just
anything.
Started,
yeah,
and we did the inaugural Slacker Show spelling bee. Who won that? Do you remember?
Didn't I host it,
or were we all losers? You hosted it.
I think I did and made you guys play.
Oh, I won then. Yeah,
yeah. We were all losers.
Yeah,
were.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A shocking study.
Shocking.
Out of the City University of London, love.
Roar! Hello.
Pop pop. And all that. The study found that 90%,
nine
out of 10 young women edit their photos before posting them online.
What qualifies as an edit?
I think any change.
It said they either filter or edit all of their photos before posting them online. I wanted to get more into like, what is young? What's the age range?
Oh.
Doesn't say. And also what do you mean by edit? But filter or edit. I assume it means their appearance, like not crop it. That would technically count as an edit.
I definitely change like saturation, temperature.
Right.
Like,
but you don't put filters on?
Not filters. I will go in and add makeup if I feel like I... Because I'm so pale, you guys, that like if I'm out in the sun and I take a photo, it's just white. So I have to add definition.
Okay.
I don't want to make fun of her for that.
I don't have a problem with it, so...
Add makeup?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could even
pretty premium...
Can you do things to my face to make me?
We add makeup to the boy's face.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is.
Was that hard for you to pronounce?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I think I'm doing something really, I don't know if this is genius or if this is really immature of me.
Okay, what are you doing?
And those are the only two options.
Okay, I'm going to go with it's immature.
Probably. So, St. Patrick's Day this weekend. Kind of. I mean, the celebration.
Yeah.
My first one.
In Denver.
In Denver. Mm. Anything I need to know?
I definitely Uber or Mugger Mover. You're not, yeah. Don't, even if you don't plan on drinking, it's just not a fun place to park or just, it's
me,
just so much humanity. It's like, ugh.
I saw a study, Denver's the number two place to celebrate.
Chicago number one?
No, Chicago wasn't in the top 10.
I couldn't believe
it.
What?
Chicago used to be fun. It's not as fun anymore.
Is it Boston?
I think it was like Atlanta was number one. Boston was definitely in there.
Oh, wow.
Denver's number two?
Yeah. Like it's awesome.
Do you know what's weird is I've read something, and this might also be wrong. We all just read stats and pull whatever.
Right.
It's like 250,000 people, I think, 250,000 do St. Patty's Day, but it's 500,000 that go to opening day.
Really?
Oh.
You would think that St. Patrick's Day would be, but like opening day, somehow Colorado has like figured out how to make ours always on a Friday.
Yeah.
And so everybody just takes the day off work. It's madness.
My theory on that. Oh, by the way, my brother is like so jealous about opening day. He's what? Like, I told him, like, oh yeah, apparently, you know, like a
the
lot of
city
people take
shuts
off
down.
Work. So like, we'll go down there a bit, and he's
for
like,
sure.
The city just like turns into opening day. I mean, yes,
yeah.
He's a baseball.
Guy. It's what nobody goes to the game. I mean, there's only 50,000 seats at Coors Field, so the other 450,000 people are just getting shammered in downtown.
Yeah, that's wild.
That was going to be my theory, is there was a place for some of the people to go, where St. Patrick's, you're at the bar the whole time, right. Where it's fun. But yeah, only 50,000, that doesn't explain why it's double.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
interesting.
It. So
my thing for the St. Patrick's Day celebration is my dog. You know, he can't be left home alone for a super long time.
Oh, Swanson.
Swanson indeed. So we're going to take him to daycare, which means we are going to Uber pick him up from daycare.
You can do the thing, right? Are there Ubers where you go, can I bring my dog?
Yeah, there's like Uber Pet or something.
Hmm.
But I also was thinking, my dog is so cute. Everyone loves him. But you think the people at the daycare, here come Swanson's parents to pick him up. And we're
hammered.
Right. Like, they are going to be able to tell.
Yeah.
We're going to reek of green beer.
Yeah, no, you're going to be sloppy. Maybe it's an overnight for Swanson.
No, because then when you get home at night, you've been going all day and you just want to cuddle your
puppy.
I
know, but you don't want to be that couple.
I just think we're going to be that couple.
Are you going to get wasted?
I don't really, usually, unless this crew is involved.
This crew, we're gonna teach you some stuff. You're
right.
Gonna suck down a curdled car bomb.
No, I hate that about the car bombs.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
But I just can't stop thinking about these poor people working at the daycare, and they're like, okay, here's your dog, you weirdos.
But maybe it's not like a daycare for a child. No. Like, you're releasing, like, you roll up to Primrose and you're just a hammer. You're like, get in the truck.
Well,
like,
right.
That's bad.
Right. And like,
car seat's in the other car. Deal with it.
Oh, my God.
So, but I think,
and
I don't
am
think
being
there's
responsible,
rules.
Not driving. No, I think they'll give us our dog back. But
you're
then
afraid
we're
going to
be
judge
those
you?
People.
No, but it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, you'll be in all green, right? There's enough,
they're gonna
like,
know.
It's going to be cute. It's not a big deal.
It's kind of.
But you know, and then the next time we bring him, they're like, how was the Slacker
Show? The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This is weird, but we want to talk about song lyrics. Awesome. Sort of that you
so deep, man.
That you live by so much that you'd tattoo them on your body. And I feel like Erica and probably Aaron... Aaron's got some Beatles thing. You've got some Taylor
Rude.
Swift thing, Erica. You do. For Aaron,
any currently?
Yeah.
Lyrics?
Oh, lyrics, no. Beatles, yes.
Yeah, not Beatles nor tattoos. I know that. But no,
hers is going to be an Eagle song or like, now listen, you don't have to commit to tattooing it on you, but it's like, we're just thinking of like, every once in a while, a lyric hits and you're like, I like that enough, I'd put it on my body.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
Technically, my only tattoo is inspired.
That stupid little star.
Yes.
That tiny little star.
Stupid little star.
It's not stupid. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
It is.
It's so small.
A representation of Bejeweled by Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Yeah. I can still make the whole thing.
You have to really
shimmer.
Explain it.
No. I mean, it looks like a little glint of sun. It's a Bejeweled.
It.
It's like a jewel reflecting, except it doesn't reflect when I move my wrist. Okay.
What's Bejeweled?
Okay, great question. It's a Taylor Swift song that's like, the lyrics are, best believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer. Mm. And it's like, even when the life's got you down, you can still figure it out.
So would you,
that's good.
If you were ever to add to it, would you write just like, I can still make the whole place shimmer? Like, that seems like the line that hits.
I think that is the line that hits, which also seems a little bit,
a little
sounds
too
obsessed.
It's
and
but too so on the nose to like get that tattooed.
I don't see all the lines I can think of are too long. I wouldn't want a long tattoo.
Right.
Because the first thing that sprung to my mind when we were talking about this off air, I want the you're just a notch in my bedpost. I'm just a notch in your bedpost, but you're just a line in a song.
Yeah, Fall Out Boy.
That's such a, that line just goes, whoop, up. It's just like a little, I love that line.
What? Explain that to me. That line.
I've
listened to it for years.
For
and
you, like, she's just, she sleeps with a lot of people. And all I meant to you was another notch in the bedpost. Let me show you how little you mean to me. You're just a line in a song.
I see. And I write a lot of songs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm just a notch in your bedpost, but you're just a line in a song. There was a Trickster song. Nobody's going to know who that is. But they had a line that I loved that I would tattoo on me. You've seen the movie, but I wrote the book.
Book's always better than the movie. Right?
That's the point.
Nice.
Okay.
That would be my tattoo. It's like, you've seen the movie, but I wrote the book.
I like it.
Is this going to fail miserably when we open it up to the phone?
So
you think everybody has a line, even if they wouldn't tattoo it on their body, but like something you're just like, whether you're down or you want to get like.
Well, when I was, probably 16, up until I was 18, I was like, without a doubt, I'm getting the word fearless tattooed somewhere on.
Wow. Oh, that's kind of cool.
And that's such a good one. Like, fearless is such a good word, but I never did it because I think that there's a part of me that's like, the Taylor thing is so obvious and also so overdone by everyone else in the world.
Yeah.
So I just got a different Taylor tattoo.
You just got a
right.
stupid little star, as somebody
but
called
I
it
do
recently.
Love Fearless.
Okay. Listen, everyone in the room is going to go, and I'm going to try to come up with a better one for me. But like, if there's a line in a song, a lyric you live by, and you tattoo it on you, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
Mine was Beatles related.
Knew it! Nailed it!
But it's a deep cut.
Okay.
Okay. What did I say before we did this?
You
Everyone's
going
to call it
air.
But
not,
it's a deep cut, guys.
I'm not going to get Let It Be. That's too obvious.
Why not? Let It Be would be dope.
It is,
it's
it is
three
a great
little
one.
Words.
No, it's a great one.
Let It Be.
You should really let it be.
Just let it be.
No, it's a great line. There's a reason it's one of their best songs. No, I would get I'll Follow the Sun.
Oh, that's cute, too.
What's that from?
I'll Follow the Sun.
Oh, it's the name of a song?
Yeah. It's a deep cut, Slacker.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Just like your trickster.
I would get
I'll get I Am the Walrus. You get Goo Goo Gajoob.
I think it's Cuckoo Ca-Choo, is it not?
I don't know what it is technically. Huh?
There's a
you
Van Halen.
Eggman.
There's a Van Halen song where in the middle of it he goes, I see the Smoopy lot looking for a Moopy or something like that. I kind of want that.
Yeah.
I see the British salad. Salad. Groupie. Sorry. Hack. Hack, save it.
I don't know that I would get either of these tattooed, but there's, I don't even remember what the song is. Probably off just one of his mixtapes, but it's a Lil Wayne line. Where he says, they told me get a job and make a living. I told him I'm a hustler and I'd rather make a killing. And I always liked it because it's like, how can you make a living and a killing? It's like opposite, but they both mean the same. I just think it's very, very clever. And
you need the whole thing too. That'd be real long. But I was going to say, you could just do the end.
Yeah.
I'm a hustler, I'd rather make a killing. But like, you kind of need that living thing.
Exactly, yeah. Or I might do, rain makes corn.
Corn makes whiskey.
Whiskey makes my baby
feel a little frisky.
It's a little long. It's a deep cut, Slacker.
Can you tell me where you'd put that?
Lower back.
Where?
Oh my gosh. With a picture of a corn next to
it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, keep it going.
Okay. Anybody else want to do another one?
I've got one more.
Okay, go.
Noah Kahn, You're Gonna Go Far. With literally just a good one. You're Gonna Go Far somewhere.
Yeah.
That song.
I do love inspirational things.
Weep.
Yeah.
Because it's like about moving, like you got to chase your dreams. So you got to leave all your people and you got to like.
I bet Hozier has like a lot of great tattoo song inspiring stuff. Oh my gosh. His lyrics are crazy.
Take me to church.
Okay. Anybody else want to go? I thought of one more.
Oh,
you go ahead. I got another one too. You go ahead.
Kind of just like right above my pelvic bone.
Oh, no.
Beyonce. All the Single Ladies.
With an arrow?
It's like, well, all single.
Maybe it would help.
Okay, go ahead.
I thought of another one. It's Nipsey Hussle. This is like kind of cliche, grinding all my life is a song, but wanna slice, got to roll the dice would be my line.
That one's short.
Yeah.
That one could fit on your junk.
What?
You made me feel so bad and like about my little All the Single Ladies thing. And I wanted to prove that hurt people. So I went after him.
You also called my actual tattoo stupid.
And my junk small, man. Just glazing over that. What the heck?
Okay.
No one's going to call because they're afraid.
We won't make fun of them.
Okay. We won't. Lyrics... that you live by, especially if you want to tattoo it on your body. We'll tattoo it on somebody's body. No. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're all getting tattoos of our favorite song lyrics. It's lyrics to live by. And we kind of, did we make fun or we didn't make fun? Somebody already texted and said, Let It Be.
Yeah.
I didn't make fun of that. I think that's great.
Someone texted, thank you for not getting Fearless tattooed. From what I've heard, you're afraid of a lot.
For
the record.
I just got a whole file on on it.
I am anxious. More of a fearless personality.
When the listeners get it that hard, that is like that person gets you.
They must listen every day.
Oh my God, that's the best thing I've ever read.
I don't know if I should love them or hate them.
It's a little of both, because I think when somebody's willing to poke fun at you at that level, that's a love thing.
Yeah, okay. That's hilarious.
Somebody said that, what did they put a Post Malone lyric that they wanted to put on their body? It was like,
too cool to die. I have bad news for them. One of the things I am afraid of
is
that everyone dies.
Oh, well.
So okay. You're actually not.
Okay. Thank you, Taylor. Taylor?
Yes. Sorry. Hello.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Boy, this is going well. Lyrics to live by. What's yours?
Live on and be yourself. Press play and not pause.
What is that from?
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Same love.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a good song.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember it in the song.
Me
but
either.
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah, and I actually did tattoo it on myself, but you know, it's important to be yourself and not care what other people think and just move forward with life.
I love
God, that. I love that. I think I would get the Macklemore line 90s Mariah Carey hair. Very rare.
Tom Jeed's not the dairy. Yeah.
The problem is you.
I don't have it anymore.
Don't have
it. That's what makes it ironic.
Okay.
Like fearless on you.
No.
Oh my God. I have to meet the listener who sent that. Please send us more information about yourself. Where you like to drink, I'll buy. That is Kat.
Hello.
Hello. Lyrics to live by or tap by.
Oh, my goodness. I meant to say yeah.
What's your lyric?
It's free to be nice.
Ew, what's that from? I like that.
I use it every day. I wish I could put it on my forehead. I've got it on some shirts, but it is. I say it daily.
It's free to be nice.
Is it from a song?
It's probably not from a song, though. Is it from a song?
No.
Yeah. Oh, just, okay. Just words to live by.
Yeah, just words to live by.
You could steal it. You could write the song.
Yeah, I'm going to write that song tonight. It's free to be nice. It's nice to be free.
I think that's a good one.
It's not terrible. Okay, I'm writing it down. I forgot. Thank you for the call. What was the song I was writing last week? Somebody has to remind me of it because I need to do that tonight.
The one where Erica said, I hate that I'm thinking about this.
I could not think about duh.
I don't like that I'm thinking about this.
I wish. I couldn't think about this.
Yes. I wish I couldn't think about this or something. Yeah. Okay. Ashley?
Yay.
Yay. Lyrics to live by.
So I actually have this tattooed on my body. Oh. I Prevail song. And the lyric is there's fear in letting go.
Oh.
So just a reminder that, you know, you can get complacent or stuck in situations that don't serve you because it's scary to walk away from something. So
be scared and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walk away and it opens up another opportunity.
Okay, Erica.
Yeah. Oh my God. You still trying to play the fearless card is wild.
Like, come on.
Strangers know.
The spirit.
No, you don't. Zach?
Yay.
Yay.
Lyrics to live by. What's yours?
This too shall pass, a Danny Schmidt song.
Oh. I thought you were going to say, okay, go. They have a song called that.
This too shall pass?
Yeah.
So does Gandalf.
That's you shall not pass.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can I read you guys a text?
Yes, read one. Thank you, Zach.
If you're under him, you're not getting over him. Imagine putting that on your body, though.
It's Dua Lipa.
Yeah. Well, right? It's an age
it's
old.
It's just a bit. If you're under him, you're not getting over him. You want that on your body every single day.
We don't yuck people's yum.
Yeah.
Everyone's yucking my yum.
That is a fact. I'm sorry. Ellen?
Yay.
Yay.
Lyrics to live by.
Kiss the day goodbye and point me towards tomorrow. We did what we had to do.
What's that from?
What is that?
A chorus line.
Oh,
classic.
I like it.
Yeah. I like that one a lot. Do you have that tattooed yet?
No, I don't.
You know what we got to do? One day when we do something like this, we got to get tattoo shop up north.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if she'd just like throw a tattoo. We'd pick a winner and just throw the tattoo on him.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But then what if people don't want it?
No, but if you called. I bet Ellen would go do it right now. Ellen's a rock star.
Okay.
Ellen, that's long, though. Do you want that somewhere on your body?
Yeah, I'm trying to visualize where I'd put it.
Yeah. We'll all vote on that. Okay. Thank you, Ellen. Shannon?
Hi there. Yay.
Yay. Yay. What's your lyrics to live by?
So it's from Macklemore, 10,000 Hours. It's like a paragraph, so I don't know about getting it on me, but he says, the greats weren't great because at birth they could paint. The greats were great because they paint a lot.
Yeah, that's going to take more surface area than either Hack or I.
I can't believe we ended up with two Macklemore quotes.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
I have a bit of, I guess, a PSA or a warning.
Is that where they test your prostate?
I don't know.
It's a PS something.
What are you? A public service announcement, man. Oh,
like I thought you were going to... It's like we're all ready for
I'm ready
glove
to
go on. Is it called the PSA?
It's a prostate-specific antigen, PSA.
So what are you doing today?
Showing your age?
Warn us, Erica.
They're doing that earlier now.
That's great.
And they're doing I still haven't done the colonoscopy.
You've
got to do that.
I think my buddy Chad is so concerned about me that he wants to go together just so I will do it.
Yeah, that's a good friend.
So we'll do they'll do us at the same time, like two cameras and do a race. Like,
here I am with a PSA.
Okay,
and you
send me the footage.
Okay,
ciao.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm not even sure. No, I'll go. There's a lot that goes into planning a wedding.
Oh,
you
boy.
Have to assume that things go wrong.
Wait. You're getting married?
Wait, am I?
This is a revelation on the show today.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Were you going to put the daily double sound?
Okay.
Fine. So things go wrong. And I've learned that. And I'm, there's people who can't come who I really wish could come. That's all fine.
Can't come because they just logistically can't pull it off?
I have a friend who's like, giving birth a couple weeks before. Like, there's no way. And that's acceptable.
They can't put a cork in it and
I don't think it works like that, actually.
That's how he's been avoiding his
right. Yeah. Okay. One thing I did not expect to go so wrong.
Oh, no.
Was, you buy your wedding dress and you, you guys know a little bit about this. You buy
you're going to talk about this right now?
I sure am. I don't know if it's a good idea, but I'm going to talk about it.
I don't know. I wasn't in the room. I don't know.
Gosh. You don't know what's going on?
No.
Okay, here's a little behind the scenes, and please forgive me. I didn't realize this. I would not have interrupted you had I known this is what you were doing.
Yeah.
Tiak does the most work here. He has to run back and forth into the other room, get the show ready to go up on the blog. He answers all the calls. He's just like, I mean, most physical back and forth work.
Yeah. It's like 8 steps back and forth.
But so he misses some of the real interesting conversations that happen between Aaron, Erica, and myself.
I feel like you guys wait till I leave sometimes.
No, this one just unfolded. Like, you left the room.
It happened in real time at work.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
So, when you buy your wedding dress, you then pick it up months later. They order it. It comes in. You take it to get alterations done. My dress has been alterations. No big deal. Like, everything was great. I was getting ready for my third fitting because you go through a million. And I'm sitting here at work and I see on a Facebook page for brides in Colorado, and I'm not going to use the name of this person, but it's like, is anyone else nervous about their dress being at this alterations place? And I'm like,
why would I be?
Why should I be nervous? Also, this is almost a luxury alterations place. I know that sounds crazy, but just...
No, when you're
like
doing... This is a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Yes.
You don't skimp on this.
Right.
You don't get a coupon for LASIK surgery, and you go to the best alteration place, period.
I've got a guy to hem my pants, but I didn't give him Erica's number.
Nope.
Right. Okay. A little different. So I look into it, and... this woman who owns the alterations place has pled guilty to tax issues. I don't know if it's fraud per se, so I don't want to put
some
that
sort
out
of
there.
Evasion or
something. So I'm going to go ahead and PSA to every bride right now. If this is the first you're hearing of this, go on Google, search your alterations place, and search tax evasion or tax fraud or whatever.
Because from what you said that day, brother, I can't believe you didn't see this happening. She went pale.
Yeah.
And was like, because it's like seven figures worth of tax evasion, right?
From, correct.
It's
correct.
Like she's okay. on the hook.
Had to do math of what seven figures is, but yeah. It's,
she owes a lot of money right. to the government.
Okay. And pled guilty. Like said, yes, this happened. So the brides on the Facebook page and I are all like, so our dresses are there. We don't have a ton of time before our weddings. Do we go pick them up now? What if they're not done? Do we need to get alterations elsewhere? I've prepaid for them.
But getting it back without the third alteration would be better than not getting it back at all.
Oh, for sure. Because everyone's panicked of, is the shop closed? Is the shop going to close tomorrow? Is it going to close?
Is the government going to seize her assets, right. which include your dress?
Yes, exactly. And like,
is she going to go away? Does she have to do time?
Could she go into hiding? I don't know.
I see.
I,
did she charge you tax when you paid her?
Not on the base amount. That's good, TX. I am happy to report I went today and I picked up my dress.
That's why you're talking about
yeah.
it.
Yes, I have my dress in my possession now.
Oh my
the craziest
gosh.
Part is I prepaid for the third fitting. And
it's not done.
Luckily, the dress pretty much is done. But if I need anything else done, I have to go somewhere else and pay for it. And
she's not going to refund you?
No, because technically it's done. Like, it fits right now, but I don't know. I'm, like, losing some weight. And I'm like, what if in a month it doesn't fit quite, you know, the way I want it?
We can find you if, like, we'll find
we'll
you
find
somebody.
A place.
Totally.
But you guys, I had to walk in there today and be like, hello. So first I had to call and be like, hi, I heard the news.
Oh my.
And she's like,
this
oh.
is the most awkward thing. I would just buy a new dress because I don't like confrontation.
That is too much money.
I understand that. But
and
like,
you can't really get dresses in the window I'm in. I literally thought about this. In the window I'm in, I couldn't get my dress
again.
Ordered again if it got
oh
seized.
My God, Erica.
Yeah. So I had to call and be like, hello, I've heard the news. And she's like, yeah, I saw your name. I knew exactly why you're calling. And I was like, I'm so sorry. What do you say?
I don't
what
know.
Do you say? And so then today I just went in and put my dress on and was like, okay. And then
ran.
Yeah, I
ran
was out of there. The I think I was in there for 8 minutes.
So she know it's awkward for her too.
It's gotta be so, can you imagine? Like you have hundreds of dresses. And day by day, people are calling and just being like, I need my dress. Because on the phone, she's like, if the hem's not done, do you want me to finish it? Or do you just want to come get it? And I said, ma'am,
do
I
you
am
have
coming
time
to get it. There was no question. I was like, I am coming to
yeah,
get it.
Yeah, because you don't know.
In whatever state
she
this dress
in. She could be in a jumpsuit in. Tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
I thought we would get to all go to a jail and get the dress.
That would be so
I don't think
fun.
The dresses go to jail with her.
Well, she can hem them. It's like a work right. program. I don't
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I need help.
We know.
This is one of those vulnerable-ish moments. Like, normally, I make fun of what a terrible parent I've been, but I actually think I've done kind of a good job.
I think you do a good job.
Yeah. But there's just little areas where if I could go back in time, this is hard for me to say out loud, I'd be more like T-Hack. I would definitely have kept devices away from my kids for longer. Mm-hmm. It's such an easy thing when you want to eat in peace to hand your kid your phone rather than tell them, shut the hell up and face forward, like your parents did. Face forward.
Mm-hmm.
Be a part of the conversation.
We didn't have, like, when we were
there
young,
wasn't an option. Right?
Yeah, there wasn't the cell phones, right? So it's like, what did we do?
The stupid coloring at, like, whatever the...
Yeah.
Like the Chili's...
Those are fun.
Tic-tac-toe or whatever. Tic-tac-toe.
Right? Tic-tac-toe.
Someone's on TikTok too much.
Someone's got a foot fetish.
Here's my issue. And I don't know if there's a solution for this, but I just want to get it out. And I'd love to have texts from other parents. I've had enough of devices in my house. When it comes to, like, whenever I get to see my son, when he comes back from college, be it for spring break, you know, Easter's, fall break, it doesn't matter. Whenever he comes back, or he's coming back summer, it doesn't matter. I miss him.
Of course.
Yeah.
And he misses me, and we're like, And then he gets on his phone and we don't spend any time together. And the same with my daughter, who is a straight A student, going to have probably enough credits to graduate with an associate's degree. Wow. She's awesome. One of my favorite people on the planet. But when it comes time to be together, her face is buried in her phone.
Wow.
And so the other night, I was already at the, I'd had enough. And I looked at them and I was like, do you guys want to watch a movie together?
Yeah. Okay.
Cute. Great.
Yes.
You are like a movie family too.
Yes.
I feel like you do this.
We, more often than not, we have these ruts. Like my son will watch the Chris Nolan Batman trilogy right now. Like he would just sit down and watch it. And I'm like, buddy, we've seen him 14 times.
Right.
Doesn't matter. He'd watch it again. My daughter will watch Back to the Future right now. Back to the Future can end and she will start it again. Okay. She loves that movie. But like, we're sitting here and there was an Amazon box on my counter and Noah goes like, what's in the box? And I'm like, what's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? And Mia's like, I don't know what that is. And we're like, there you go. We're watching Seven.
Oh, cool. Okay. That's funny.
I don't know what that is either.
Okay. There you go. We're watching Seven.
Okay.
Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes.
What's Dane in has the box?
Tried to show me this.
Kevin
before.
Spacey.
I've seen the meme.
What's in the box?
Yeah, just that.
So we all agree. We're excited. It's not streaming anywhere, so I have to pay for it.
Ooh.
Okay.
So now I've got skin in this game.
Yeah. But you've got both kids. It's worth it. It's, I mean,
100%. If we were to go out to a movie, it'd be way more than that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Dim the lights. Go sit down. Where's this light coming from? Oh, both of them on their phones. And I just went, bink, and I lost it. I'm like, be present or be gone. Now, here's my problem where I'm vulnerable.
Dad slacker.
Who raised them?
You.
Correct. So who am I mad at?
And are you telling me that you sit down to watch something and you're not on your phone at all?
If my phone buzzed and it's you guys, I might look. But like, they're on socials. Yeah. They're like scrolling. Noah's got his phone sideways and he's watching Twitch or something. Like he's watching somebody else play a video game. I'm like, dude, you're not present. It's my fault.
But I'm guilty of this too. Like sometimes sitting on the couch watching our shows and I'm on TikTok too. I've been trying to like put the phone down more, right. But
is there, my question is kind of this. Is there a point where I just got to let it go. And I've already screwed them up. And there's no point in trying to put this rule in because you can't enforce. You've let them have all this leash. And all of a sudden you're like, nope, not anymore. Now when we watch a movie, everybody's phone's got to be over there. That's not right. I should have done that when they were 10, not.
I mean, yeah, it would have helped. But I don't think that you can't retract the leash.
I don't know that that's fair thing to do to a person. These
you
are teenagers.
You don't have to do it every night, but like a 3-hour movie, they'll live. And they will probably be grateful for
they
it.
They will
because
live.
They will remember.
But they'll just be sitting there wondering what's going on with their phone.
They'll or get will over they it. Choose to be gone?
That's the question.
Well, and then that's on them.
Yeah.
But it's still on me, Aaron, because I'm the one who, like, I let them. Hack's never going to have this problem. Never.
Well, that's, you gave me a very nice compliment at the beginning of this. And I feel like you're being too hard on yourself and kind of too easy on me because my kids are still so young. Like, there is going to come a day where they need a phone for whatever reason. I don't know how old that is, but, and then they're entering the just like all three of us here on this side, it's like, I'm on my phone a little bit too, even though I'm trying not to be. Right. It's just part of society. So maybe you're being a little too harsh on yourself. And I think you could implement rules now, like, hey, we don't get to spend time together as much anymore. And if we do.
If you went home to see your parents and they all of a sudden had some different rule, you're going to be like, no, mom, you don't get to. Like, they're too old to do a rule like this, I think.
I don't think so.
You really think I can put that? Like, I was so mad that night.
I think you just have like an honest talk with them. Like, I miss you guys. So when we are doing like a movie night like this, we won't do it every night. Let's put the phones up.
But can I insist that they put them? Like, then they're just doing this. And they set it face down. I'm like, no. It's got to be.
Well, why?
Because it's.
You feel
if it's
it,
there, yeah. You're going to pick it up. And they did.
Or half the time you pick it up, you don't even realize. It's just
such a sense memory thing.
That's what it is. Totally. Like, I will absolutely pop up Instagram while I'm watching something. And I don't even realize I'm doing it. So, yes, put it in the other room.
Or I'll go, who's this actor? So, and then you look it up and then you're on the phone and then you're on Instagram.
Yes, and we're doing that.
Before you even.
We do that. It's like, oh, I thought Kevin Spacey was in this. And you're like, is he? And you're like, don't. Can we just wait to see if he's in it? Can we just wait?
This isn't a you problem. This is the world today.
Yeah.
So like, you are being too hard on yourself. But also, I don't know that.
I would love to just hear from parents. Like, what did you do? Do you lock them up? Do you yonder bag them? Like, you're at a comedy show? Mm-hmm. Like, what, is there?
Because if you, I think eventually they'll look back and they'll regret it. They'll go, man, I've zonked out on my phone.
Correct.
But then
especially
it's too
like
late.
When we go mom, we take my mom out. Like, my mom lives with me sometimes, whatever. Like, when we take her somewhere, if they're on their phones, it's like, she's 88 years old, you guys.
That's a good place to start then. Hey, when we're with grandma, like,
leave them in the car. On. Yeah.
You got it. We got a limited window here. Sorry, I'm not trying to be rude, but it's like, spend a moment. Because otherwise, you're going to be crying at her funeral going, I didn't get to spend. It's like, you didn't get to spend. Sorry to be such a downer. But
I want to hear what people say too, because I'm coming up. I'll be there eventually.
You won't, because you'll have rules in place, and I just never did.
It's just the minute you get, like, I remember just sitting there texting, like, nonstop when I was in, like, I got my phone in eighth grade or something. And it was just, my parents would make fun of me, but I think they also were like, it just kind of is what it is right now.
All right. If you have advice or want to talk me off this ledge, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I promise I'm not trying to be rude, but I believe everyone in this room needs to get punched in the face.
I agree. Definitely.
Why?
I have absolutely been punched in the face. Because, Erica, I don't know how to say it. At some point, you might get punched in the face, so you just need to know. You got
it. So we just we should just start like punching little kids in the face so that they know.
Kinda. I think if you haven't been in a fight, that you're missing out on a crucial part of life.
I don't think you are.
I'm not saying that you need to be a violent person who needs to get
it
in a fight.
It kind of feels like you're saying that.
No, I'm saying if someone just came up and sucker punched you,
That would be jarring and illegal.
Right. But like, if
you, let me stop you right there. That's illegal, sir.
Thank you for understanding what I'm trying to say. You don't see any value in knowing.
No.
I do completely.
Is this just a guy thing? Aaron, come on. A little bit of you. You go to a lot of concerts.
Yeah.
At some point, some drunk bee is not, like, her boyfriend is going to be looking at you.
I've been shoved around, and I'm only 5'2", so people don't see me in the crowd. So absolutely, I've been pushed, shoved, stepped on, whatever. But I'm not going to punch him in the face. I don't want to get punched in the face.
You don't. Neither do I. But I want to be right. I want to know.
It feels like you want to get punched in the face.
No, I have been punched in the face, so I know exactly what it feels like. And it's not as bad as you think, so you just need to do it. You just get it over with.
If I've made it to this point in my life, I'm approaching like mid-30s.
Uh-huh.
There's no scenario where I'm going to end up in a fist fight.
There are lots of scenarios where
the literal only reason where I might be like, I should probably know what it's like, is because a few years ago there was a dude in New York running around town punching women.
That's the only reason. But why would knowing what it's like help you?
Because then you won't go down like a sack of potatoes.
Is gone a little.
First one you're going to go down hard on. So you make it a planned one.
Yeah, I'll tell you why it would help. Because I, as a guy, I have been in skirmishes, I would call them.
Sure.
Shove around.
Not quite a melee.
Right. In sports, you get a little pushy, you get held back and stuff. But I have never been punched in the face. And it is probably my greatest, like, fear. Because I'm terrified of it happening because I've never experienced it. It seems like the worst thing ever.
Okay. And
you guys are bananas.
Just give me 1 second. 303-222-5423. Pro punch, anti punch, and also say if you're a man or a woman. Because I don't know why. I just think I remember being in school and being just like him, being afraid of it all the time. And then
how many people were fighting at school?
Oh God, boys in like middle school and like girls in middle school. How did you guys get through middle school without somebody getting in a girl fight?
Well, it just turns out you can be likable and you don't get punched.
I think the more likable you are, the more likely you are to get punched. Because then the different classes of kids are like, you're one of the social chicks and I'm a...
but we never fought.
My God.
They'd be like, like that's their petty own group. Yeah. And whatever. But like, there's no
none of that. Meet at the flagpole.
We don't go to violence, dude.
Yeah, they oh my God, my daughter's generation. There were fights in at the middle schools. As we chose one middle school over the other middle school because of the propensity of fights at the one.
I don't think that this is a valuable skill.
It's not a skill. Yeah,
I think it's a confidence thing. It's like, I want to know that I could take the punch and stand up. And I don't know that. And so I have been conflict averse because of it. Perhaps maybe too much.
How often is a conflict going to lead to getting punched in the face?
You like, don't want it to.
This is men not using their words and not using their emotions and being able to deduce.
No, this is you not listening to us.
It's the other guy that I'm worried about.
Okay.
That's going to not use his words. And if he punches me, I got to be able to go, that's what that feels like. And then I can retaliate or grab my kid, grab my girl, grab whoever's there. Because I'm going to tell you, I avoided it the exact same way you guys did.
I'm not avoiding it.
No, but when you were in school,
I wasn't avoiding it. I'm telling you
right now.
Like,
there are people who's like, I'm going to beat you up. And it's like,
no,
I don't want
to
fight you.
No one's ever threatened to beat me up except one girl at Stagecoach once. I cannot speak. And she was so drunk, I could have.
But then how did you get out of it? You avoided it.
I said, no thanks. And I walked away.
So eventually, here's what happened. Dan Bateman said he wanted to fight me. Guy named Dan Bateman. And he was enough, seemed hittable, that I thought I could beat him.
How old were you?
Probably 11.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Younger than what I thought you were going to say.
But he was, like, it was unavoidable. And Dan... I thought I could beat him up.
And you couldn't.
Turns out, because I'd never been hit before, but, like when he hit me, it was so startling that I was like, I don't know what to do. And then once it was over and he had been declared the victor of the day, I was like, well, that wasn't that bad. But it was just so shocking.
The confidence. I'm with you.
You guys.
You're like, I can stand up for myself a little more.
Yes, now that I've been hit once. Dan, if you're listening.
You hit like 22 and fights are just like not.
I know that. No. But just to Aaron's point, Gavin DeGraw was wandering the streets of New York and somebody came up and knocked him out. The dude, I Shrunk the Kids. Somebody just like. You don't want to go down.
It's not good, but I would rather it happen once instead of twice. Like, I don't know what we're doing.
What about a slap? Have either of you ever...
I'm sure I've been slapped by my sisters.
I was going to say maybe by my siblings, but...
I've slapped a few people.
Okay.
Wow.
Here's the deal. I am taking it upon myself.
No! Okay.
I am going to hit each one of you in the face.
Please.
But I'm not going to tell you when or where.
Great. Oh my God.
Wanda! We need the slacker.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Everybody get up. It's time to jam now.
What are you doing?
We got a real jam going now. Welcome to the Space Jam.
What are you doing?
You don't know this song? No, am I the only one?
Wow, I love it. What is happening?
What are you doing? This is radio.
Yeah. And people like that song. It's from Space Jam.
Sure.
There's...
Perform the songs, usually.
Can I just ask, what are you doing?
I want to talk about Space Jam.
Okay. But we were going to do other things here. And so this is taking... Okay.
There's something... I am the perfect age for this. I know there are other millennials listening. Space Jam just hits you. The movie, the original one, 96. It hits you.
The LeBron one is trash. We can all admit that.
I finally watched it.
It's terrible.
A little bit ago. It was way worse than I thought it would be.
Oh, like, no.
You're like, am I just being this way because I love Michael?
Yes.
But I love LeBron as a current player.
I never saw that Space
Jam. The LeBron one?
A New Legacy? Yeah, no. Yeah,
I haven't seen it either.
Don't.
Yeah, even my son watched it, and he has no, you know, and he's just like...
He doesn't have any nostalgia to the original.
He only wants to watch the original one. That's part of it is... I know there are millennials listening who grew up and something about Space Jam is just like prime 90s, just the best of everything. And now I get to watch this with my son and he loves Space Jam and it's even better. And I was doing some research and the movie came out in 1996. And at the time, Michael Jordan had just retired. He's on top of the world. He won 3 championships, quit to play baseball. He's like the biggest, most famous person on earth at that time.
To some people. I could think of someone who was more famous to me in 96.
I wasn't into basketball.
Wait, Britney wasn't around yet.
I was thinking Michael Jackson would be the only one.
Okay, but you might be on to something.
I'm just saying this. Still, yeah. I was not a fan of the NBA. And I knew Michael.
Of course.
Michael Jordan. You just like Michael Jordan.
He crossed over in all the commercials. Yeah, he was just,
yeah. He's Michael Jordan.
And he was such a, like, he was already considered the greatest player ever. And he won the three titles before he retired and all that.
But he already had the flu game and stuff.
That was after. That was when he came back.
Okay.
After. But my point in all this is he's on top of the world. He's got a, in the movie, he's got kids and he's a wife and all this stuff. He was 33 years old.
At that moment, he was
33, which probably means he was 32 while they were filming it.
Uh-huh.
I am older than Michael Jordan was in Space Jam.
Please don't do the next line that you're going to do. Go ahead.
Let me change it. No.
No.
What is the next line?
My line.
The next line is, and what the hell have I done with my life?
Oh.
Like when you start comparing yourself to a literal deity.
No, it's true because, like, I believe the women in Sex and the City were, like, 28 when they first started. Or, like, Friends was 22.
The Sex and the City women were in their 30s. So
they
it's
were.
A big, like, even back then, you could be 30 and fabulous and in New York.
It's not what, because I can't compare myself to Michael Jordan. No one should.
Okay.
My question is, why don't I seem older? He seemed like a man. That's Michael Jordan. I'm like a dude. I'm just a guy. Like, I don't feel like.
You have a wife and children.
I know, but I don't. I feel like it's everyone. I feel like everyone looks younger. Everyone feels younger.
There is something
than they
going
used
on.
To.
It's the microplastics. It's killing us, but also
is
making
that what
us
it
younger.
Is?
But
okay.
It's also.
I don't know.
It's interesting because I feel like the younger mid teens look older than they are.
Yeah.
But we look younger than what we actually are. Like it's
and
a
actually
weird.
Actually, don't act old.
Yes,
like, we sure don't.
Hack has a beautiful wife and two beautiful kids. And if I saw him on the street, I'd probably give him a dollar.
Okay, hold on.
You're getting it.
No, I don't mean he's homeless, but he doesn't seem like.
You don't like wear a
men
suit.
Men were
to
men
work.
And women were women. Like there was just a like, and I'm not even, I don't even mean it on a gender level. Just everyone got their crap together and could fix like a timing belt on a car or something.
Yes, you just,
and everything was more professional
just
at the time.
Just everybody had their crap. You could bake something from scratch, not with no recipe, like, or go cook, like, and we're just floundering. We're just losers. I mean,
could you find any picture of Michael Jordan where he does not look older than me? Like, even his childhood pictures, he looks older than me currently. And I don't mean that to brag myself.
No,
I'm like, what's going on? Like, what's wrong? Why aren't we?
So are you saying something was wrong with him or something's wrong with you?
I feel like something's wrong with me because I could not believe that I'm older than him. Like he had, it just, I know it's in the movie, but it was real life. Like he had kids who came home from Little League baseball games and stuff. And I had kids pretty early and my kids aren't that old yet. Like what? What's going on?
Do you understand what he's saying, Erica? Or you can't relate?
No, I'm looking at pictures of him. No, I think about it. My mom had me, the fourth of her children at 30 years old.
What?
Wow. And I'm like, You had four children?
By the time, and 30. you ain't even starting.
And
like,
I don't know what happened.
But you ain't even trying.
Right. Well, yeah. No, I'm not. You're right.
Not Erica.
Not yet.
Is a goalie pulled?
This is not the time for that conversation.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
If you think squirrels are cute, I will change your mind.
And if you are trying to come up with a plan of like things you would do on your last day on Earth, I've got it for you.
Okay. Aaron, I'm in danger.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in Missouri.
Missouri.
Oh.
Missouri. You don't say.
Wow. she was arrested.
Oh.
After she had a really, really big, full plan day of events and things, she decided to break into a house
Okay.
Grab the fruity pebbles, pour it all over the kitchen.
I'm sorry, grab some fruity pebbles?
Yeah, like the cereal.
Okay.
Yep, just all over the ground, okay. The stove. Stop. Pet the dog.
Oh.
Of course.
Oh, Sparky.
Yeah, of course.
This is not her dog nor her fruity pebbles.
No, or her house.
She's broken into the house.
The homeowner is just doing some gardening outside, and the lady's just in there. Yeah. There was also a child inside the house.
Okay.
And, walked up to this woman who's also not wearing pants.
Oh.
Oh, we left that part out. You buried the lead.
So it's not all bad.
Pantsless with fruity pebbles.
If you want to break in the house without pants on, you can have all the fruity pebbles you want.
So police were called.
Yep.
She was arrested. Yep. And we don't really know why she did what
she did.
Did
she eat any fruity pebbles? Or?
Probably.
Okay. Just fed them all to the dog.
Is this the first time, or is she a serial invader?
That was actually...
That's pretty quick.
My story.
Hold on. Aaron's saying that's a good plan for your last day on Earth.
Yeah. Fruity pebbles, pet a dog.
Just, exactly.
Fruity pebbles, pantsless, dog pet. My story is from Hack Country, Ohio. Government officials almost. In Ohio. Lost power, lost internet service, lost everything. The entire county, Medina County, was brought to its knees because a squirrel climbed into the power grid and chewed through major infrastructure cables.
That squirrel has to be dead. Oh, that thing got electrocuted.
Yeah.
My dad's a lovely
He's
story.
Dead now, okay? Say hello to my little friend. If that squirrel came out of that little infrastructure power thing and was just like, see that?
Yeah,
the real culprit was a furry intruder. It hit places like the county prosecutor's office.
Who's he working for?
So the wildfire alarm system was shut down. The entire state of Ohio could have burnt to the ground.
But at least it didn't.
Right. Squirrels have a long track record of triggering utility outages across the United States. There is no word on the squirrel, but...
I assume he was delicious to whoever
Ew,
found it.
Squirrel.
Yeah, but he's cooked, though.
Oh, yeah.
Cooked all the way through. And the fur would all be gone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what are we doing? Just get that right amount of singe on it.
Okay.
A little, like,
pebbles.
Poison sauce or something. Oh, just dip that at home.
Yeah.
Barbecue sauce.
That's how all we eat back home.
Those were all the stupid people we could find. Here's Aaron on her last day.
Where's her pants?
Where's the pretty pebbles?
For her today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bidding on a lighting project? Graybar makes it easy from design to delivery to job site logistics. Smart, scalable, and job site ready. Yep, Graybar does that.